Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This pandemic has really been difficult in so many ways. And even for those of us who have been able to avoid the coronavirus, the quarantine has impacted our health. Many of us have picked up weight, the so-called quarantine 15. And this time of year is also not helping with the packing on of the pounds. But what can we do about it? Well, joining me tonight is fitness guru and nutritionist Cootie Mack. He's going to help us get through it. And if you have any questions about weight gain, fitness, because of the difficult time that we have been through, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can hit me up on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Cootie, how are you, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, but a lot of people are not. This is not an unusual time to gain weight now that we are in the holiday season, but a lot of people, including myself, have picked up some weight during the quarantine shutdown. Some people are feeling a little uncomfortable, maybe even a little ashamed about their weight gain. What are your thoughts about how we deal with that right now?
You know, it's funny. I heard you reference the COVID-15, and, you know, I've heard of the COVID-19.
Oh, my.
And as we head into 2021, there's some people that are trending towards the COVID-21 already.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's real. It's real. And, you know, one of the interesting things about it is one of the things that people don't talk about, and I'm kind of diving right in, if you don't mind. But
sure.
Like, on top of all the other things, like you said, the trappings of the holidays and all this jazz, one thing that people don't talk about when it comes to fitness is stress. Stress is very much a part of our it needs to be addressed when it comes to our well-being. So the more we stress, the more we reduce our immune system, the more we produce cortisol. And I could get into the scientific minutia, but just suffice it to say, everyone listening, that the more you stress, the more likely you are to add fat to your body, add weight to your body. So that adds to everything else. So when you have stress on top of, you know, not being able to move the way you want to move, not having access to the gyms. Heck, I had a client, because I'm training virtually, so I had a client try to go to a sporting goods store to buy some weights. There were no dumbbells in the store. So he said, well, you know, when are you ordering weights? And the person working at the store said, there are no weights. Like, they're not even being manufactured right now. So if you don't own them already, you're not getting any for months. So you can't move the way you want to. You can't go to the gyms the way you want to. It's starting to get cold, so you don't even have outside as much of an option depending on where you are in the country. You know, I mean, I full confession, even I picked up a little bit of an ice cream habit.
Oh, my.
A little bit of an ice cream habit. Yeah, I always schedule my annual physical halfway between Thanksgiving and Christmas annually just to keep me on point. Because typically now is when the holiday parties start kicking in. And so I went to see doctors, saw my labs, and I was like, yo, my cholesterol is looking kind of funny in the light. And then I realized, oh, man, you know, I picked up an ice cream habit. That's exactly what that is. So it happens to the best of us. So, but that said, it's not insurmountable. It's not something that we cannot conquer as long as we address three things that to me are just ultimately important. I call them the super trio. It's the super foods, the super moves, and super facts, what we eat, what we do, and what we know.
Oh, wow. I like that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about reducing that quarantine 15 that you may have picked up this year because of the shutdown, trying to keep you from at least not gaining any more weight, particularly during this holiday season. If you have a comment or a question for a nutritionist and a personal trainer, Cootie Mack, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, so let's start with the superfoods. What are the superfoods? I'm imagining that you're not talking about honey glazed ham, turkey, and all the trimmings and all of that stuff.
You know, to your point, redefining what food, what we think of as food, is a big part of just understanding what I'm talking about when I talk about superfood. By definition, food is material that an organism uses for energy, growth, and maintaining the processes of life. So if you filter everything that you put in your mouth and consume to get you from point A to point B under that lens, you'll realize that much of what we eat does not contribute to life, does not promote life, does not enhance life. It takes away from it. Now, it might taste good. It might give you energy. It might give you energy to move from point A to point B. But when I talk about superfoods, I'm talking about the foods that efficiently get you where you got to go with the most nutrition, and nutrition would be vitamins, minerals, enzymes, proteins. Now, that sounds kind of, you know, boring and scientific, but there are foods that we like that are superfoods. Matter of fact, any kind of berries are superfoods. Any kind of melons, they're superfoods. So even within the fruit spectrum, apples, kiwis, there's certain fruits that, as long as you're not allergic to them, they're better for you than other fruits. Those are what I'm calling super foods. Mm. So foods that actually give you the most bang for their buck. Typically whole foods, typically foods that when you say what they are, they're made of what they're named of. So when you say an orange is made of orange. An apple is made of apple. Now, cereal is made of what? You get what I'm saying? Cookies are made of what?
So you have exactly. A whole
food. You know what I'm saying? An egg is made of egg. So foods that you name that are named after what they are, typically by and large, are the foods that are superfood. Plants are always superfood. I'm not a vegan. I'm not trying to tell everybody they have to be a vegan, but I will say that just scientifically speaking, and even just speaking from my own experience with myself and with my clients, We've had the most success when we eat plants.
Okay. So 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're trying to lose weight, keep your weight down, get rid of that quarantine 15, give us a call if you have a comment or perhaps if you have a question about what you need to do right now or moving forward during this holiday season so that you don't pick up any more weight. I want to say the doctor is in. But here's the thing, and I say this kind of tongue in cheek, but, and you mentioned vegan, but I've seen some overweight vegetarians.
Oh, for sure.
So what is that about?
So what it's about is people think just because they're not eating meat that they're eating healthy. And again, that's where I dare people to measure what they're eating versus the definition of what food is supposed to be. So a lot of times you'll find a lot of people who don't eat meat, but they're actually addicted to sugar. And because they're not eating cookies or eating Snickers or candies, they'll say, well, I'm not addicted to sugar. But any starchy carb, when you eat that, your body metabolizes it to glucose. Glucose is sugar. So even though we see maybe bread, our kids, whatever, you know, sometimes, you know, our kids eat these snacks like Goldfish and Cheez-Its and crackers and candy and honey. We see all those things as four or five different items. The body, once they ingest it and starts metabolizing it, sees it all as sugar. So a lot of times you have people who don't eat meat, but they're addicted to sugar. And if they're addicted to sugar, I promise you they're going to be overweight.
So no Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They make your breath stink anyway. Now, you can survive a Cheez-It if you had it like maybe once every 72 hours. You can survive having some Cheez-Its. You can survive it. Like, again, I'm not telling you that you just cannot eat anything fun, but just be honest with yourself as to what it is. And especially if you are indeed concerned about your weight, concerned about your health, concerned about the impact of what 2020 has done to your health and your habits, if you're concerned about that, then Cheez-Its are not on program. Now, if you've got everything in check, you've got it all together, your numbers look good, the doctor's telling you you're fine, you look good, you feel great, you know, knock yourself out. But even like I said, even I, somebody who gets paid to get everybody else in shape, and I try my best to look my best, I picked up a ice cream habit, like I said, just full disclosure for everybody listening, and I look fine, but when I went to the doctor and did my labs, my cholesterol had gone up.
Something to think about. So you talked about superfoods, and we certainly want to talk about that a little bit more later in the program, but you also mentioned super moves. So we have, a lot of the gyms have been closed off and on. Okay, that's one thing. And even though, for example, in Maryland, the gym is still open, you have a lot of people who just really aren't too comfortable with going back into the gym.
Man,
so,
I'm going to tell you, I'm a pro at this, and I just today, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Just today, I went to my box gym that I've been a member of since 1990.
Right.
And I canceled my membership.
Really?
Yeah, man. I don't, man, it's going to be a long time before I'm comfortable going up into a gym.
Wow.
And if I'm canceling my membership, and I'm not trying to say this to salt anybody's, you know, business, because I know some very reputable businesses, they're doing their best to keep the place clean and all that jazz. But me personally, I I'll say this, I've got people that I'm taking care of that are in that high risk group, you know, in the family. So I just can't afford to take that risk. So, but the beauty of it is, you know, we've known each other for years. You know,
yeah.
You've been generous with this platform. And I thank you for it. And I love to be able to spread this knowledge to everybody. You know, on my Instagram page, I have a lot of exercises that you can do just in the privacy of your own. If you just got 4x4 feet, you know, you can do them. Most of them don't even require equipment, and they're all effective. They're called Friday Finishers, and I've been posting them for years. So there are options in terms of things you can do. And like I said, you know, you don't have to find it for me, but just, you know, I'm obviously vetted because I'm here talking to you. So if you go to Instagram at Cootie Mac, KUTIMACK, and just hashtag Friday Finishers, you'll find a ton of exercises you can do. Oh, and it's the holiday. So while I'm in the giving mood, go to my Instagram page, go to the bio, click the link. I talked about stress earlier. 6 of my absolute favorite, most effective ways to de-stress in 60 seconds or less will be there free of charge. And you know me, man, like I'm expensive. Like I charge people. So I'm giving this away for free for the holidays for everybody listening tonight.
Thank you so much. And of course, that information will be posted on our website along with this podcast after 8:30 tonight on WHUR.com. Let me go to the phone lines. Got a couple of calls for you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Quarantine 15, trying to keep you from gaining even more weight, particularly during the holiday season. Jay calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Jay. What's on your mind?
I wanted to add, you eat like beans, like lentils, like lima beans and like sunflower seeds. Those are the foods that's high in the B vitamin. So it, like mm-hmm. certain foods with the B vitamin that'll help your metabolism.
Jay, have you gained any weight this year?
A little, like 10 pounds.
About 10 pounds. How are you feeling?
A little sluggish.
Yeah, you and me both.
and I wanted to add one thing. It's like one major thing that could help you like lose weight. I don't care what you eat. If you have a certain type of fear, you need to feed yourself. You gotta find something therapeutic to lift your spirit up. Because if you run around in fear, it's like ain't too much is going to help you. You just going to continue to, like, you know, it's like people that's afraid tend to gain more weight.
I think, Jay, and thank you for that, Jay. I appreciate your phone call. I think, Cootie, what he's talking about is addressing what you were mentioning in the beginning about dealing with issues of stress, emotional stress, and things that kind of weigh you down. I would imagine those things would keep you from going outside, moving around, and trying to get exercise.
Precisely. And the thing, you know, I'm more of a egg person than a chicken person. So it's like, and that's not a vegan joke, but it's like, but what I'm saying is that, in other words, we're biological creatures. Even sadness, happiness, building muscle, burning fat, those are all hormonal responses. So our hormones, if we can get our hormones in check and get our hormones to do what they're supposed to do, because our hormones are actually agents of communication in the body. They communicate the signals to do those different things. So just like my man is saying, if you're stressed out, what happens is you've got to get, it releases cortisol, which is a hormone that I addressed earlier, like you said. And that is not going to allow you to build muscle. It's going to allow you to burn fat. It's going to put your body in fight or flight mode, emergency mode. Now, all the foods that I suggest, all the superfoods that I suggest, those are all foods that help clean your liver primarily. Cleaning your liver is your hormonal control center. So once your liver is functioning at a high level, then your hormones are clearly communicating what they need to when they need to. So biologically, you're already de-stressed before you even get to emotionally. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you can govern yourself. Because I've even had, you know, not being chauvinistic about this, but, you know, we all go through hormonal changes, but, you know, women go through it more with regularity, more cyclically, right? And so when I've trained women and they're going through their cycle, I'll really hone in on the nutrition. And it's amazing how that actually starts to curtail some of the things that they used to deal with in terms of abnormalities that would happen in a cyclical nature, whether it's, you know, especially when it comes to emotions.
Okay.
Right? So, but we all go through these changes because we are all eating things that affect our hormonal processes. So he's right in the sense of governing your fear, your stress. And also he mentioned seeds. Seeds are a superfood. Seeds are things that, if you think about it, seeds are agents of life. Everything that's in a seed, whether it's human or plant, when you put it where it's supposed to nurture and grow, it sprouts out life. Big oak trees start from seeds. Human beings, you and I, started from seeds.
Yeah.
So when you're consuming seeds, you're getting all the stuff that life needs in that little bundle. That's a prime example of a superfood.
I want to talk a little bit more about that also. Calvin calling from D.C. Hang on. Don't hang up. We're going to take you next. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141 at 96.3. HD2. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly we'll be taking the phone calls up until 8 o'clock. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. We are talking about the Quarantine 15, that weight that you gained during the pandemic shutdown, and now we are in the holiday season, and a lot of us always pack on the pounds during this time of year. My guest is fitness guru and nutritionist Cootie Mack. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you have a question, give us a call. Also, you can tweet me at H Fisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Calvin, thanks for hanging on. Calling from D.C., what's on your mind?
I heard him earlier say when you're a vegetarian and you gain weight, it's mostly by sugar. I haven't eaten no red meat or pork since I was a kid. I'm allergic to it. But when I was gaining weight, it was a medication called lithium that I was taking. And it made me gain a whole lot of weight. And I didn't know that's what it was until later on the doctor said that it was a weight gainer. And that's how I lost all of my weight. And until this day, I heard you ask the guy, does he gain weight? Every once in a while, I might gain 4 pounds, but then I lose it again. I'll gain 4 pounds again, lose again. I never gain more than 4 or 5 pounds. And that's because of stress. It's not because of eating too much or nothing like that. Because I don't really eat that much.
Sounds like maybe metabolism, too.
That was a comment I wanted to make.
Yeah. Calvin, yeah. Have you gained any extra weight this year, or are you still kind of sticking with that 4 pounds that you just shared with us?
That's how it is. Every time I gain something, that's when I go to the doctor to get a daily physical and they take my weight. Every time they take the weight, either I lost some or I gained a little bit. It's never more than 5 or 10 when I gained or lost.
How are you feeling physically this year?
I'm feeling okay. Good.
Good.
I'm never hungry. I only eat when I feel like I'm hungry to eat.
Okay.
That's how I am.
Your thoughts about what he's saying, Cootie?
I was always told by my grandmother that if you're not hungry, don't eat.
Right.
You know, so I don't eat unless I'm hungry, but I do take medicine sometimes, so I got to eat something with that to make sure my stomach has something in it. But if I'm, like I said, if I don't want to eat a big meal, I'm not going to eat it if I'm not hungry.
Okay. What do you think about what he's sharing with us, Cootie?
I'm really glad that he brought up pharmaceutical regimens as an exception to the rule. There are medical conditions that definitely come into play. So let me not act as if that's not a factor. And I appreciate him bringing that up. So definitely check with your doctor. I like to check with the physicians that are dealing with my clients all the time as well, and always respect what their regimens may be. But one thing he also said that was interesting to me, two things actually that he said. Number one, you notice he brought up stress as well, right? 2020 is a year where everybody's getting keenly aware of stress. And so, again, I think it's something that increasingly needs to be dealt with, you know, by anybody that calls themselves a fitness or nutritionist professional. It's just actually dealing with people's, you know, mental well-being, because that's all part of the complete human. Also, he talked about not being hungry. Now, sugar will make you think that you're hungry all the time because we're addicted to it. We all are addicted to it. So, like, for instance, Harold, you ever been hungry, right, or think you're hungry and go to the fridge or the cupboard, open it up, and it's got stuff in it. It's not empty. But you'll be like, man, there's nothing to eat.
There's nothing in here to eat.
Right. If you go back and look at what is in there the next time you feel that way, what you will see is a lack of sugar options. What you will see are, you know, maybe a bag of kale, some celery, you know, maybe even some berries. But what you won't see is cake. What you won't see is high sugar fruits like pineapple or mangoes or grapes, which are my favorites, but just full disclosure. But, you know, what you won't see even within healthy foods, you won't see starchy items. You won't see high sugar items, because what has happened is there's an alarm that goes off in your body that basically saying that your E light is on. Your body needs energy and it needs it now. It will metabolize sugar faster. So when you open up the fridge and just see water as opposed to juice, you'll be like, there's nothing to drink. But if you were really thirsty on a hot day, a bottle of water would totally satiate you. So that means you're not really hungry, you're craving. Again, redefining how we see food is exactly one of the things that will help us along the way. And by him saying that he hasn't eaten meat and he doesn't do a lot of carbs, so of course if he's eating vegetables, what happens is he's not as hungry as much because he's not craving anything.
Okay. Calvin, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lee, calling from Southeast D.C. Lee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening.
Hi.
I've got two questions. One, how did you spell Cootie Mac to check out the Instagram?
All right. It's K-U-T as in Thomas, I, M as in Mary, A-C-K.
Okay. And thank you. And the second question is, you mentioned you were expensive. How much do you charge for your services for the training and, you know, for the physical training?
You're going to have to reach out to him offline for that.
Hit me up. Hit me up. We can talk about it. All right, Lee?
Is there a number to call you in on?
Is there a number you want to share, or would you prefer?
Sure.
ahead.
240-389-BYBD. That's 240-389-B your best daily. The numbers are 2923.
2923. So 240-389.
2923.
2923.
Yep, shoot me a text.
Thank you
right,
so thank much, you. Lee. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So let's talk a little bit more about the super moves, because again, as we said, no one is really going into the gyms right now. When I pass my gym, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't been in my gym since February.
Might be smart, man.
Yeah.
It's funny. I drove by one time, and it's even when I had the itch to do it, I couldn't just bring myself to. I drove right up to the gym one time. It's just like,
So man. So what do you recommend for people who want to get moving? It's it's now cold outside, for example.
Yeah.
Tonight is going to be the coldest night of the year. It's going to be in the low 40s tomorrow and Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. So going outside for a lot of people just is not an option. What do you suggest that they do? My thing is, I don't want to be throwing sweat all over my rug in my living room. I have a mat, but, you know.
Yes. So here's the thing. In that case, one thing I noticed in this era, this COVID era, 2020, is that because everybody's sheltered in place, you would think that you had more time because you weren't going anywhere. Now, I've become more efficient with my time. I've been able to accomplish more within my time because I don't have to transit from place to place and client to client like I used to. However, I don't have more time. So what we need to do is find moves that can get the accomplishment of, say, the 30, 40, 50 minutes we used to spend in the gym, but in way less time. And so that's what super moves are in my book. So, for instance, people have heard a zillion times over by high intensity interval training, HIIT training, right?
Yeah.
There's a Tabata method, which is one of my favorites. You do 20 seconds of just all out, whatever that exercise is, 10 seconds of rest, 8 times. That can be applied across so many different exercises. My favorite is just sprinting in place. So just find a little corner, sprint in place, high knees. If you're capable of doing that, just sprint as fast as you can for 20 seconds, rest for 10, and don't cheat. I'm talking like 20 seconds. You got to go as hard as you can. 10 seconds, be absolutely still. Do it 8 times in 4 minutes. I dare anybody listening to try that and then tell me that they didn't feel it. They just worked out for an hour.
And so for how long? Are you suggesting 20 minutes, 15 minutes, what?
Oh, man, you could do just that one set, to be honest, and it'd be the equivalent. If you are genuinely, sincerely pure with your effort, go all out for 20 seconds and rest for 10, 8 times in a row, 4 minutes, soup to nuts. You could legitimately work out whatever. Let's say you're doing push-ups, working your chest and arms. Your chest and arms will be done in those 4 minutes. If you wanted cardio and you're sprinting in place, your cardio will be done in 4 minutes. You could do 3 or 4 of those exercises. Actually, I wouldn't say 3 or 4. You could do 2 or 3 of those exercises with 2 minutes rest in between. So we're talking about all in what? 14, 15 minutes, and you could have a full workout. And I'm promising you, if you did that, and again, my Friday finishers on my Instagram, There are a lot of those kind of moves that are don't require a lot of equipment and that will work almost your total body or at least one specific body part completely in 6 minutes or less.
What do you tell people when it comes to people who have always said, well, I'll just start in the new year? And certainly this past year, and who knows what's going to happen in the new year, should they just start tonight as soon as they finish listening to this broadcast, just kind of get to it?
I'm a big fan of getting a rolling start into 2021. I mean, we already kind of know what some things in terms of the positivities that are on the horizon in terms of, the vaccine that's on its way. At some point, the weather's going to break. We do have holidays that are ahead of us. There are a lot of good things that are in front of us. But to be honest, it's been like Groundhog Day for almost a year. Mm-hmm. And I know a bunch of people that I had that were clients, and even some things that I thought about back in like February. I was like, you know what? I'll just push that to March and then start on it. And then March came and all of a sudden everything shut down. So what you know you have is today. That's why, my whole mantra is be your best daily, right? Be your best today. And your best today could simply just be better than where you were yesterday. But you might as well go ahead and get started now and get a rolling start, because, you know, how many people woke up March, whatever, 23rd, March, you know, 31st, and thought that, you know what, tomorrow, April, I'm going to go do such and such. And we've been talking about that tomorrow and seeing spring, summer, fall, and winter come through.
Yeah.
You don't know what tomorrow's going to be. What you know is what you have today. Be your best today.
I like that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about losing the weight or not gaining the weight that you may have picked up during the pandemic shutdown, particularly during this holiday season. You don't want to pack on any more pounds. My guest is a fitness guru and nutritionist, Cootie Mack. So,
wait, real quick, Harold, before I forget, on that note, 2021 is a year that everybody's looking forward to. A lot of people are ready to just make a whole bunch of wholesale changes. But let me tell you something, man. If you roll into 2021 doing the same things you were doing in 2020, how much is really going to change?
So let us talk about that. Let's talk about the food again, and where should you start? If you are, you don't want to become a vegan, you don't want to be a vegetarian, and, you know, you and I talk about this all the time about food. I'm a foodie. Right. I love cooking. I really do.
You can cook, man. I mean, God, I look at your Instagram page, man, and my stomach growls sometimes. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I got to lose 5 pounds just to go to my brother's house and eat.
Look, let me tell you. I mean, just this morning, I had some chicken wings that I roasted. They had been marinating for 2 days in all kinds of good stuff. You know, some smoked paprika, some garam masala, some honey, some red wine with some white vinegar, and
I ain't had dinner yet.
So, but other than the honey, there was no sugar. And then, but honey is sugar. Okay, yeah, I get it. So, you know, for people like myself, where do you start with the food thing? And I had something else to share with you about the sugar thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm a foodie too. I've been cooking since I was 7 years old. Listen, what I've learned is, ask my wife, ask my daughter. I make the best Brussels sprouts. Period.
Yes.
I don't treat them just like they just like some steamed cabbage. I season those things just as if they were pork dumplings or if they were chicken wings. I marinate those things. I roast them. I can grill them. Like, you can be creative with vegetables and have a good time. And I'll say this for anyone who's like skittish about just giving up meat. The way I have my clients eat successfully during holidays doesn't require them abstaining from the cool stuff. You just eat more vegetables. So, for instance, during the holiday, Christmas dinner, you get your plate. Split it. Look at it like a pie chart. 50% of that pie chart should be raw vegetables and or fruit, i.e. a salad. But not no boring iceberg lettuce salad, like a legit salad that's got really cool ingredients. 25% of that plate should be your cooked vegetable options. So those Brussels sprouts we talked about, you know, grilled peppers, whatever the case may be. That last 25%, put whatever you want. If you want some mac and cheese, if you want some sweet potatoes, if you want some turkey, if you want some ham, whatever it is, just put that right there. But the only rule is you cannot stack vertically. You got to stack side by side. So you get a chance to taste a little bit of everything. Now, I'm not saying you should eat like that every single day, but if you eat like that during the holidays, you can bounce back from whatever those aberrations are way quicker. And if you're somebody who's thinking about eating, you know, thinking about eating better but not ready to give up meat or give up animal products, maybe that's the ratio you should use. 50% raw, 25% cooked veggies, and then 25% of whatever you normally eat. And then slowly but surely just kind of start doing away with that stuff. You'll find you'll appreciate the little bits of turkey and mac and cheese that you have on your plate a little bit more than when you just scarfing down whole plate loads. And you also find you feel a lot better. When you finish eating, you actually feel alive and you don't feel comatose. You don't catch the itis like some of us talk about. Because think about it. Again, if you redefine food, if food is supposed to give you life, then when you finish eating it, you shouldn't just want to sit on your couch and pass out.
Ah, the itis.
Exactly. So our bodies are telling us something right then and there. When your stomach feels like it's got bricks in there after eating a bunch of lasagna, which I used to love, or, you know, or you just can't move after you eat, is that food?
Okay. I do, before I continue, I did want to share this breaking news. As we expected, the FDA has just authorized a second coronavirus vaccine. This is the Moderna vaccine that was approved yesterday by the independent panel before the FDA approved it. Of course, this Moderna vaccine, a two-shot similar to the Pfizer vaccine, expected to be as effective. The difference is it doesn't have to be kept as cold, and also the time between the first shot and the second shot is 28 days instead of 21 days like the Pfizer vaccine. So again, as we were expecting, breaking news tonight, FDA authorizing the second coronavirus vaccine. This could be seen as a major turning point in the pandemic. I wanted
That's
to go.
News.
Yeah, it is good news. Hopefully, light at the end of a very, very long tunnel. Two things,
for sure.
Actually several things I wanted to get to. You mentioned something earlier about going into the refrigerator looking for snacks and things like that at night. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, because of my crazy schedule, that I love peanut butter. I love it. And sometimes right before I go to bed, I will have a large heaping tablespoon of it. Or even sometimes I may slather it on a slice of bread. Yes, that is the sugar. That is the carb. I would imagine, I know what you're going to say, it's not a good thing.
Okay, here we go. It depends on the kind of peanut butter you're talking about. Is it peanut butter like... Okay,
Jeff.
What I want you to do is start buying peanut butter that when you flip it over and look at the ingredients, it just says peanut.
Okay.
So that's real peanut butter. What you actually might be craving, if peanut butter is what you're going for, is actually protein. It just means you didn't get enough protein throughout the day. Protein is a nutrition... Is a nutrient, and actually a tablespoon of peanut butter, real peanut butter that is, just peanuts, is actually 8 grams of protein, which is a heaping serving of protein, which in itself, by definition, is what I would call a superfood. Now, if you did that, if you swapped out your bread and Jif for real peanut butter with apple slices, I wouldn't have any beef at all with you doing that at any time of night.
And you know what? I don't even need the apple slices. I love peanut butter. I love it. I love it in its raw form. I cook mm-hmm. with it. I put it in sauces, the whole bit, because you know I do. But,
right.
Okay, I will keep that in mind. One of the other things that I've heard a lot of women say, and I'm glad you're on, because I want to talk about this also. I often hear women complain, let's say 29 BC, before COVID, mm-hmm. that they always say, well, you guys can lose weight easily, but women have such a difficult time. Is that true? And if it is, why is it true that it is more difficult for women to lose weight than it is for men?
I will say this. Number one, women have more body fat on their bodies, than men do, just by the way they're built. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to struggle with losing weight, but that is something that is a barrier. Number two, the standards that we put on men versus the standards that we put on women in terms of just socially, what we deem socially acceptable for a man to look like or be shaped like versus a woman, or the pressures that we put on women, that's a different animal. So it's different in that regard. But in terms of just statistically speaking, like just mathematically speaking, I get a woman that weighs this much, I get a dude that weighs this much, and they both decide to eat on program per my recommendations and do the exercises that I do with regularity, they both will lose weight. They both will lose body fat. So, and then women also have their hormonal changes that, like I said, are more pronounced than men's are. So, with their cycle, menopause, things of that nature, those things have to be adapted to as well. But if both of them are eating liver cleansing superfoods, both of them are armed with super facts, they know how food works for their specific situations, and they are doing the right super moves, they'll both lose weight.
Talk to me a little bit about the so-called digestive enzyme supplements. What is that? Do you recommend it? How should people address that? Because the drugstores are full of them.
They are full of them. I'll say this. Supplements are getting better in terms of the actual materials that house so-called nutrients that are presented to you as enzymes and supplements. But I'll ask you, I'm big on words. By definition, what does supplement mean?
Yeah, something that you take in addition to what you're eating.
Because you're not getting enough, because you're not eating enough already. So supplements are society's way of saying, okay, look, we don't trust you to do the right thing, so we're going to give you these pills to help you along. And the thing is, most supplements, when you ingest them, are water soluble. So when you go to the bathroom and your urine is fluorescent, that's your supplement right there. When you get nutrition, like if you juice vegetables and drink that juice, that stuff stays in your bloodstream. So I'm just one of those people that I just like to arm people with information.
Right.
And I trust that if people understand how nutrition works, they'll be more likely to do the thing that they need to do so they don't need the supplement. Now, there are some, again, like my man, I think it was Calvin earlier, was talking about, there are some medical conditions that just require supplements. I'm not saying, you know, if you've got a medical condition, your doctor says, you know, take vitamin D or whatever it is, don't do it. But what I am saying is, by and large, nature has almost everything covered. And if we're eating superfoods, the less we need supplements.
What is a probiotic?
A probiotic are basically bacteria that promote health within your gut, that promote digestion and metabolism. So one of my favorite probiotics is raw apple cider vinegar.
Gummies, the apple cider vinegar gummy things?
I'm talking about the actual raw apple cider vinegar.
In the bottle.
Form.
Yuck. But go ahead.
All you got to do is, you don't have to see what a lot of people do. They try to drink it straight and do stuff like that. Nah, just get a cap full, pour it in a tall glass of water. It'd be like spiking your water with lemon or lime. And that alone does all kinds of wonders for your gut and has a whole bunch of other natural health benefits. Just make sure it's the raw kind of apple cider vinegar, the one that's kind of cloudy looking.
Yeah, I have some of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it has the word mother on it. That's a superfood in and of itself. If you're not dairy averse, Greek yogurt, 2% fat. Don't get the 0% fat because there's not enough fat in it to satiate you. Plus, the 2% fat for some reason just has way more protein. So if you get 2% fat plain Greek yogurt, there's all kinds of probiotics there. I mean, I'm somebody who doesn't really do a ton of dairy except for
For the ice cream, right?
Yeah, but what I found, but I actually live and stand by 2% fat Greek yogurt. It's got a lot of protein in it. It makes you feel full. It's a light food, and there's a bunch of ways you can trick it out to make it taste, you know, like dessert. And it's got probiotics in it, so it just helps your digestion.
I often hear or have heard people talk about, I need to do a detox to lose weight. What does that, I've never done it, never really been interested in doing it. I've always kind of given it the side eye, but that's just me. Your thoughts about that, and what does that mean?
So a detox is basically where you put yourself through, you give your body a break, because again, you know you've been abusing it with whatever you've been doing, eating, etc. So you're like, okay, I'm going to give my body a chance to just kind of pause. Some people do water fast for a detox. Some people do juicing fast. And you got to be careful with those, because if you're juicing fruit, you're just adding sugar to your system along with the nutrition. And because we're addicted to sugar, your body is going to go to what it's addicted to before it even recognizes any of the nutrition. And I can talk to you about juicing and all that kind of stuff later. But my point is, in terms of detoxing, what you're doing is you're cleaning out your system. Now, I'll say this. One could just detox their cupboard. Go through your cupboard and get rid of the junk that you know is not good for you. Go go through your fridge, get rid of the junk that's not good for you. That's a detox in and of itself. What you want to do is remove the stuff that's taking you off program and do more of the stuff that's taking you on program. Now, the way I eat typically for some would be a detox. I kind of just would rather get on point and stay on point for as long as I can, so I make an aberration and then I can pivot back to the way I was eating. So I kind of always stay, I would almost call it like a pre-tox. It's just like, you know, I almost stay detox all the time. So when I make an aberration, it's like one aberration, then come back.
Okay. In these final minutes, let's talk about the juicing thing. First of all, I love juicing. Haven't done it in a while, but I could get back to it. First of all, people need to know juicing can be expensive. And
it can be, but it doesn't have to.
It depends on how much you do, because let's say you juice a gallon of juice, fruit or vegetables, and that's a lot. And you can only drink it for what, 3 days before it goes bad, or if you freeze it, what, 5 days or something?
Yeah. Don't do a gallon. Make sure you have a masticating juicer. That's a cold press juicer, not a centrifugal juicer. Anybody listening, get a masticating juicer. Centrifugal juicers are a waste of time. You get a masticating juicer, your juices will last longer legitimately in terms of their nutritional value, and just juice per your need. So in other words, I like to juice maybe for like morning, evening, next morning, and that's it. And then so you can incrementally buy if you lapse, you don't have vegetables going bad. And because that's the thing, a lot of times we jump into these nutritional habits with both feet. So we just juice a whole garden, but you can't drink a gallon of juice in time before it already spoils on you.
Right.
So just juice like per needed, like for the day, maybe the next day and a half, and always have one in the hopper. Make sure you have these juices in light-proof containers that you can seal tight, seal airtight, like screw tight. That way the juices last as long as they can. Don't juice fruit. Eat your fruit. Juice vegetables. If you want to juice fruit, that's just like you doing something fun. But if you're actually serious about getting healthy, serious about your superfoods, juice vegetables. The simplest basic baseline juice would be a cucumber, spinach. If you like ginger, throw a little ginger in there. Keep it simple. Don't juice a whole garden. Just juice a limited amount of vegetables. That way you can make sure that you do it and make sure it's not a deterrent because it's taking so much work and so much concentration to do it. Just keep it simple. You can experiment and get more recipes and all that kind of stuff. I can give you that stuff later. But start with spinach, cucumber, a little bit of ginger, and you'll get everything that you need from juicing. Now, the thing is, with juicing, you're getting all the benefits. And juicing is different from blending. Blenders and smoothies and ninjas and Vitamixes, that's smoothies. Juicing is when the fiber separates from the juice, and you get just the juice. The juice will give you a lot of the nutrition that you need and will have you making all kinds of great decisions. If it's one thing you learned from me tonight, juice vegetables. If you need to know more information about that, hit me up on Instagram. I got you. Like I said, go to the link, click on the link in my bio. I got you, because that habit is absolutely a lifesaver, and it'll help absorb a lot of the mistakes that we may make nutritionally or otherwise.
Cootie Mack, thank you so much for talking to us. Happy holidays, man. I appreciate
your time.
Happy holidays
to you too, Noob, man. I love this being able to share with as many people as possible. I thank you for this opportunity to share your platform, man.
Absolutely. That is The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, December 18th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Dominique Nash, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Now stay tuned for Unheard with Wes Hall. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.